And welcome back to WSHIT. What a very special night here on WSHIT as we present Miss Crabapple 2021. We, of course, just crowned Miss Crabapple 2021, the Crabapple Queen, Karen Krangle. For the third year in a row, Karen is our winner. Of course, we only had four contestants this year, two of which we're pretty sure were not human, but they were canine. Karen is down on the red carpet now with our own Jim Jangle. Jim, how does Karen feel after this third win in a row? All of the fame, all of the money, all of the gift cards to Tina Tan and Tweez and Jizzy Jeff's all-male review dance hall. How's she feeling? Give us an idea.
Well, we're just tickled to death to have Miss Crabapple Queen 2021 Karen Krangle right here with us. Karen, how do you feel? All the glitz, all the glamour, all the photographers, the lights, the cameras. Tell me what's inside.
Put the camera away. I'll tell you right now, mister, that freaking shows up on YouTube, I will find you.
Tell him to shut the camera off. Honest to God, officer, tell him to shut the camera off now.
I don't like to be on the internet at all. I don't believe in the internet. Please.
There she goes. She's your Crabapple Queen. Ah, Karen Krangle, Miss Crabapple Queen 2019, 2020, and now 2021. As gracious and lovely as ever. We'll be back after this commercial break.
I don't like to be on the internet. I don't believe in the internet. Please. I don't believe in the please!
On this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey.
Well, you know, sometimes I put hey with a winky face. And sometimes I put a hey with my winky face. But Jackrabbit with extender winky face. There's no extender, though. It's just a jackrabbit. Hides in a hole most of the time. Comes out for feeding.
Well, when he finally came, I had to run upstairs and do my face and my hair all over again. Oh, I was so upset.
Because in an hour, it melted off.
Yeah. It takes me three hours.
I was all
hours.
Of a sudden disheveled, waiting.
I had to put my wig on, my pantyhose, my girdle, my brassiere, my heels, my pumps. I had to wear two pairs of shoes back then. If God forbid you show your toes in public.
You said you want to have children immediately.
Well, not right now with you, Chuck. With these women's legs, I'm ready. I'm pretty sure I have a working vagina under that penis.
Right now with you, Chuck.
Let's get this love connection couch rocking, Chuck. Just pull up my scrundle sack and get to town.
The audience will tell us how we're doing.
That's right. Along with the legs, I had a uterus implanted.
Just in case.
Let's have the audience name the child.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, it's another episode of The Commercial Break.
Yeah.
There's Kristen. I'm Brian. And
happy holidays.
Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. I hope everyone's doing well. Chrissy and I still on a millionaire hangover. We're at a million downloads. And we want to thank every one of you so much for listening. You out there listening to us right now through your earballs, through your earphones, through your ear pods.
Driving, walking,
screaming
the
at the car.
Using
Squatty Potty. you know, whatever it is you're doing out there, we really appreciate a million downloads. Not possible without you.
That's right.
Million downloads brought to you by you. So there you go. Congratulations to you. Best to you.
Best to you.
Is all we got to say. And best to you. Congratulations on that. So yeah, million downloads. We've been talking about it for a couple days now, and we are super excited. Out of New York, breaking news.
Breaking news.
I'm going to read this to you.
Okay.
A New York woman named Elizabeth Russett is leading the crusade against Kellogg's cereal and breakfast brand. In her lawsuit, she claims that the fruit filling in her Kellogg's whole grain frosted strawberry toaster pastries, if you're eating something with more than four names, you should change your diet. That's all I gotta say.
Right.
Is mostly other fruit. According to the lawsuit obtained by TMZ, the Pop-Tarts in question are actually heavier on pears and apples
than strawberries.
The nerve.
Which she insists is not enough nutrition to provide nutritional benefits to her body, let alone a strawberry taste. Russet claims that Kellogg's is using the packaging to fool folks who want a snack packed with more strawberries. She is saying that her damages, personal damages, exceed $5 million. And she would also like to see Pop-Tarts relabel their strawberry Pop-Tarts.
What about the frosting on top? Does that, you know, that negates, make up yeah, for it, any
absolutely.
Of the nutrition?
Absolutely. That's packed full of nutritional value. It's got 36 grams of sugar. It's all made of basically potato starch. It's, I mean, yeah. If you're going to start the morning off right, Elizabeth, start it off with a sugar-coated carb bomb straight to your gut. Have a cup of coffee.
Right. This is the kind Why not eat regular strawberries?
This is the kind of person who puts
Why not just eat strawberries?
Half a cup of French vanilla flavored Coffee Mate in her coffee, has a couple of strawberry Pop-Tarts, and is on her merry way to shit in some office bathroom somewhere in New York where the unsuspecting poor office workers have to deal with it.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Please go to another floor.
Unbelievable. Is this really what you have time for, Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, who's the lawyer that took on this case?
Listen, there's a lawyer that'll take on any case. I will almost guarantee you that there is a lawyer that will take on any case.
That's true.
As long as the lawyer is not, you know, creating some crime by taking the case, like if you know that your client is lying and you go in front of the judge and claim that it's true, or, I mean, I didn't want to get into it. Never mind. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to speak politics on here because you guys don't care, neither do I. Really, no. It's boring.
But
I
will break from that.
I will say, Elizabeth, fuck you! And your strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Stop taking up the court's time.
Stop taking up everybody's time. Mm-hmm. This is ridiculousness. This is phony baloney baloney right here. And it's of the highest order. If you think that strawberry Pop-Tarts, even if they're whole grain, have any kind of nutritional value whatsoever, and that the strawberries are going to add additional nutritional value, do you know what strawberries have a lot of? Sugar. That's what they have a lot of. A strawberry has no nutritional value except for maybe a little bit of vitamin C that is good for you. It is
antioxidants. Berry.
Okay, antioxidants. If you're counting on a fucking Pop-Tart to give you antioxidants, you got to
At least there were pears. And what was the other one?
This pears and apples.
Apples, oh man.
Apples. This is the kind of lady who walks into a grocery store and is looking for a wet spot to slip on.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of lady who stands purposefully in the middle of the subway door, hoping it's going to close on her. This is the lady that would literally throw herself down an escalator at an airport so that she can go ahead and file suit. This is the lady who sues Kellogg's for a Pop-Tart having too little strawberries in it.
Okay.
This is insane. Yeah. This is insanity. Why? Let me tell you a little story.
That Subway thing though that just came out about the was it the egg salad or the tuna salad that didn't actually have tuna?
Well, I mean, if you're eating it Subway and you're expecting that your tuna salad has tuna in it, you gotta like Subway has some of the
this
worst
is real investigative journalism that's coming out.
Subway has some of the worst quality meat you have ever seen in your entire life.
Yes,
it actually shines rainbow colors if you look at it under lighting. I'm not even kidding. Like when you're walking through the aisle, if you see one of those, you know, one of the lights up top, you can, it's like a mirror. You can see it on the turkey and it's shining all kind of bright colors. You know what that indicates? It's not fucking meat. That's what it indicates. Yeah. It's just some conglomerate of like pig anuses or something. I don't know. Let me tell you a little story. But go back in Brian history and tell you a little story. It's about 2 years ago. I'm in a car full of in-laws and we're coming back from something or the other. And it's about 10 o'clock at night. And we decide, or somebody decides in the back seat, you know what would be really good right now? Ice cream. Let's get some ice cream. But there's no ice cream shops open at 10 p.m. It's just not the way they roll. You know, the kids go to sleep early, so they're not open. So we decide the only ice cream that's palatable at this time of night is either we go to the store, which no one wants to do, or we go through a McDonald's drive-thru and get a hot fudge sundae.
Mm.
Now, that just all largely depends on whether or not the hot fudge sundae machine is actually working, mm-hmm. right? Because most of the time, the hot fudge machine is not working. That's a whole different story altogether. We go through the drive-thru. The guy tells us to please pull forward, and he'll bring us his hot fudge sundaes.
Nice. Courteous.
Courteous. Very nice young man. 10:30 at night. There's no one else in the drive-thru line, I might mind you, right? So he comes, he gives us our Sundays, all of us, there's like five Sundays. And before I even open up my spoon, I can already smell something that smells like a dead raccoon.
Oof.
It smells awful. It smells awful. I mean, it's worse than shit. It smells worse than shit.
Oh, no.
And the thing that I'm holding is all sticky. It's like everything's sticky, right? And so I put the ice cream up to my nose. I have a highly sensitive nose. I'm like, I have a hose for a nose. I stick it up to my nose, and guess what? It's the ice cream or whatever's in the ice cream.
Rancid ice cream.
Rancid something is in there. It is fucking disgusting. So I say, everybody, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Smell your ice cream, right? To which then everybody goes around smelling their ice cream, and they all smell like
smell this. It smells bad.
It smells horrible.
It stinks.
So I'm like, okay, let's throw these out. Smell my finger. Smell my chin. That was a favorite one when I was a perverted young 21-year-old. Smell my chin. How did your date go? So I don't know. Smell my chin. I just say throw these away, right? And we'll file a complaint with the manager because it's 10 o'clock at night. There's a bunch of young teenage punks in there. They're not going to do anything about it anyway. Well, Astrid is like, no way am I letting this go. So her and Gustavo go in. They have a conversation with the guy. The guy, you know, says, oh, yeah, those do smell bad, you know.
He smelled it.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. I forget what happens. I think we got our money back. Astrid wanted to follow up with this. So I ended up calling a general manager, like, inquiry line, right? And I said something to this. But I think back on that. Whatever they had handed us was certainly rancid. It was bad. It was really, really bad. We could have easily called the health department and or filed a lawsuit based on them endangering our health. We should have kept it, got it analyzed, whatever was in there. There might have been decomposing body material. Right. Somebody might have been buried in the fryer or something. I'm not even sure. But I never did that. You know why I never did that? Because I'm not that fucking asshole who's going to go file a $5 million lawsuit against McDonald's. Nothing happened. I didn't need it. Right? It's just a bad smell on my fingers. Right. That's what ended up happening. And if I filed a lawsuit every time my fingers smelled bad, we'd be in court all the time. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Texas Lone Star Tamales. It's finally that time of the year again, the holiday season. The air is going to be rich with the smell of delicious foods, and Texas Lone Star Tamales wants you to bring home the authentic gourmet taste of Mexican cuisine. Their homemade tamale recipe combines the perfect balance of masa, finely shredded meats, peppers, and spices, all rolled in a natural corn husk. These flavors will have you wanting more of these tamales every holiday season, so start a new tradition using Texas Lone Star Tamales. They know that the holiday time is a busy time, and you'll be flying around and going from here to there trying to get your gifts ready and be ready for the friends and the family that are coming over. So thankfully, you can ease your stress by using Texas Lone Star Tamales to take care of the food. Their fast delivery will have your tamales at the front door before you know it, and they want you to spend most of your time with your friends and your family, not worrying about cooking for everyone. So their tamales follow a simple two-step procedure to go from the freezer to your table. As a holiday gift from their family to yours, you can use the code TCB at checkout to receive a free dozen gourmet tamales with your next order. That's crazy. 12 free tamales. If you're single, you're eating for like 2.5 weeks using the code TCB. So make your experience authentic. Shop now at TexasLoneStarTamales.com. That's TexasLoneStarTamales.com. Tell them TCB sent you. Use the code TCB for a free dozen tamales. That's insane. Thanks, Texas Lone Star Tamales, for being a sponsor of the commercial break. Thanks, guys, for listening to another episode of The Commercial Break. I want to quickly let you know that tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, watch all the video, and listen to all the audio from one location, tcbpodcast.com. If you'd like to get a hold of your very own collectible TCB sticker, go to tcbpodcast.com and click on the button that says, I want my sticker. You can find out information about how you get the sticker and tell us where we can send it to. 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O, that's 661 best to yo, 661-237-8296 is where you can text us or leave us a voice message. If you leave us a voice message, make sure you include the phrase best to you to be included in a future episode. Also, please follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break, youtube.com/The Commercial Break to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you would be so kind,
please and thank you. Use our sponsors' special codes and URLs whenever you get an opportunity. It gives you free stuff or discounts, and it tells our sponsors we're doing our job. Also, like, rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to the show. This episode is sponsored in part by Squatty Potty. Not very often are you going to hear a commercial about your poop, but this is it. Squatty Potty is a bathroom utensil that goes under your feet and around your toilet to put you in a natural crouching position every time you go number two. And I swear, for many years, me and most of my family members have been using the Squatty Potty to improve our health and improve our poops. Every morning, I put my feet up on the Squatty Potty. It raises my feet about a foot and a half to 2 feet toward my chest, as if I'm squatting without actually squatting. I get to sit on my own toilet, and I get to put my body in a better position to let everything flow naturally downwards. Let gravity do the work. Don't push yourself. That leads to health problems. And even though it takes a couple times to get used to, I promise, once you poop with your Squatty Potty, you won't ever want to go back. I've given them as birthday gifts. I've given them as Christmas gifts. I have given them as gift gifts for absolutely no reason whatsoever, except I care about my friends and family's poop. 9 years going with my own Squatty Potty. Every bathroom has one. And now you can have one. 20% off if you go to squattypotty.com/TCB. That's squattypotty.com/TCB for 20% off any item you buy at squattypotty.com. SQUATTYPOTTY. We are very excited to have these folks on board as a sponsor, squattypotty.com/TCB. And thank you to Squatty Potty for making me poop easier.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I was trolling on the internet. As I do.
As you do.
As I do. And, you know, I was saying this on Fireside. My wife started watching The Bachelor a couple nights ago, and
it's back,
which means 21 weeks of night of, you know, Bachelorette every fucking night, you know, five nights a week or whatever it is. So much of that show that goes on, the different versions of it and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And it got me really like thinking about dating in general and how difficult dating in general really is. And especially in 2021, and I'm not even dating. I have no clue what it's all about. I'm just guessing that it's really a lot harder than it was when I was there.
Yes.
I mean, I'm lucky to have kind of fallen into a situation where I fell in love very quickly and we got married and it ended up working out. So far.
Yes, me too.
But in 2021.
But I do hear from the singles out there. It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. The rules have changed. The game plan is not the same as it used to be. Mm-hmm. And people get hurt. Feelings get hurt. Things happen. But so rudely. These days, so rudely and intentionally
that it really makes me think, like, either people are turning into big assholes or they're all scaredy cats. Like, it's, you know, everything's, you're so scared of everything that you have to ghost everybody on the moment's notice.
It's an aversion to conflict.
Any little thing that bothers
Except if you're behind, like, a total, like, anonymously. Then you're good. Then you'll troll away and tell everybody they suck.
That's right.
But when it comes to somebody knowing who you are,
Then that's a whole different story altogether. Forget about it.
Yep.
So I decided that I would go and I would take a look at some old... I found a video, a dating do's and don'ts. How you ask out a girl for on a first date. This is from the 1940s. You want to hear this? It's an old PSA. Yes. You know how we like to go through the old PSAs.
Yes.
Let me make sure They're all educational. Set up here. Yeah. Okay. So let's take a listen to... Oh, wait, that's not it. I'm on the wrong channel. As I am. As I do. Studio almost exploded this morning. Yes. We're lucky to be recording right now, actually.
The camera went flying into like a corner of the room.
I know. You're going to hear this probably twice, but I'll tell it again. I went to go get paper in the closet that's right behind the camera. And as I did, my leg caught the wire that's keeping the camera connected.
You didn't jump the wire higher enough. No. High enough. Your toe.
It's 5 feet high.
Your toe caught.
And my toe caught it and the camera just went whoomp. It totally bent an entire USB port, almost in a U shape.
Where we even looked at it and said, was it always like that?
Yeah. It almost looks like it was made that way because it got moved with such force. Surprised it didn't take the computer with it. You can see it on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Okay. That's all right. I know. I'm always fucking up something, but here we are. We're back, better than ever.
We're back.
Okay. Now let's listen. This is. Choosing a date, getting a date in 1943, I think is what this is. Here we go.
How do you choose a date? Whose company would you enjoy? Well, one thing you can...
A stripper?
...can consider is looks.
One thing you can consider is looks.
One thing.
One thing. One thing. If I'm a betting man, if this is your first date, you should probably go with the looks.
Yeah, it's the cover of the book.
Yeah, that's right.
Thought of Janice and how good-looking she was. He'd really have to rate to date somebody like her. Except, well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and bored. She'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior.
Janice always ends up making things so boring.
Janice does.
Ah, Janice! She's a real fucking nudnik. Can't trust she's Janice so with your feelings. Pretty. She's so hot, but she's a snooze fest, I'm telling you. Never in the histories ever has that mattered to a teenage boy. But good try, narrator.
What about Anne? She knows how to have a good time.
She's a real sleazebag. How about that Anne? She's got a reputation
I've
with
heard,
the boys.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun too. Yes, that's what a boy likes. He wants to know he's appreciated. And would be fun on a date.
Nope, boy don't care about either of those things. I'll tell you what he cares about. He's talking to like 15-year-olds here.
Yeah.
A kid does not think that clearly about whether or not he's going to have fun, about whether or not she pays attention to him. You know what a boy cares
trial
about?
And error.
Yeah, boobs.
How do you ask for a date?
Tinder. I mean, is that the way you do it? You go on Instagram and you say, hey, this girl I know, she's a single girl. She wrote on her Instagram, hey is not a pickup line. You will instantaneously be deleted.
Yes.
But I think back to my Tinder days and I'm pretty sure hey was what I put on every girl I swiped right. I was like, hey.
You could at least do the
H-E-E-E-Y. Well, you know, sometimes I put hey with a winky face. And sometimes I'd put a hey with my winky face. My jackrabbit with extender winky face. There's no extender, though. It's just a jackrabbit. Hides in a hole most of the time. Comes out for feeding. I want to be clear. I have never sent an unsolicited dick pic in my entire life.
What about this?
Ian? Well, how about a date?
Well, really, no thanks, Woody.
Well, Anne's a real bitch.
Yeah.
Well, Woody didn't give it his best try. Hey, Anne, how hey. About a date? But that is the, hey. What? What? That was too funny. Yeah, he didn't give it his old college try there. He basically said the 1940s equivalent of, hey.
At least say your hair looks pretty or
please.
Something.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, suppose he did it this way.
Hmm. When the narrator goes, hmm, you know you're in trouble.
Hi, Ann. What you doing Saturday night?
Well, I guess I'm busy.
Oh, yeah? Any chance of giving him the brush off for me?
Well, of all the nerve.
Well, it...
Well, of all the nerve. Wow, Woody's got game. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real greaser style.
Yeah, I know.
I'm picturing like a pompadour.
No, it's like Leave It to Beaver. He's got like the wool suit on or whatever. You know, and the thing is here, you remember what having an old phone was like. You know, you'd have to pick up and you'd have to call at a certain time and you'd have to pray that the parents didn't answer the phone because then you'd have to talk to them, you know, hey, is Mandy there? You know, who is this? This is Brian. What do you want to ask?
Yeah.
The whole 9 yards. I want to ask her on a date, you old hag. Get her on the phone. What? What? Who's this? What?
Right.
Chrissy and I were saying on an episode ago, there was a guy who could call the police department to complain that the police officers had stolen his weed. When they complained that they had stolen his weed, I'm going to, give me 1 second. I'm going to turn this off because it's causing color fluctuations in our video. Let me stop to pause and explain to the audience what's going on, why I just said that. It's because I broke the camera. And so when I broke the camera, we had this whole discombobulated thing. We have a TV that's right behind the camera that Chrissy and I can see each other on when we're doing the show. So we know if, you know, we look good and all that other good shit. But because I probably broke that whole system, it no longer works. So I turned on a television show while we were recording.
Which was a man playing with a Barbie. I noticed
a man playing with a Barbie. That's right. I was
that?
Like, uh-oh. Uh-oh, this is heading in the wrong
and then
direction.
There was just a Barbie commercial, so that's fine.
I know. Contextual advertising. It's all the wave of the future. So Chrissy and I did this show the other day. The guy calls back to say, 911. He calls 911 and he says, hey, I want my weed back. To which the officer says, give me your name. And every time that the officer asked him a question to which he didn't want to answer or he needed extra time to answer, he'd go, what? So the officer would be like, what's your name? What?
That's not the point. What county is this? Yeah,
that's not the point. I want my weed back. Well, where are you staying? What?
It's a good all-around answer.
It's a good all-around answer. Mm-hmm. If you need to stall for time, just scream just what? Yeah, if people would be confused. Is he having an episode? What's going on over there? What? Brian, are you okay? What?
Is there another way?
Anne? This is Woody. Well, I have a ticket for the High Team Carnival Saturday, and, well, would you like to go?
What?
What? First of all, the carnival was called the High Team Carnival.
High Teens.
It's the we're watching the birth of the very first insane clown posse gathering of the juggalos. The High Teen Carnival. What?
The High Teen Carnival.
I sure hope that Peggy says yes.
I do.
Why, yes, Woody. I'll have to talk to my folks about it, but I think I can go. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, shall I pick you up about 8 o'clock?
That's fine, Woody. 8 o'clock Saturday. I think it'll be all right, but I'll let you know for sure.
Why does every woman in all of these things, every girl, every woman, why do they all sound like wind-up dolls? It's like you pull the string.
Right,
sure, I'd be glad to go. Would you like to go on the date? I have to ask my parents. It's just too, it's too cliche to be real.
It is.
Bye. Stay with Woody. Saturday.
Date with Woody. Saturday.
What a name,
what
too.
Will I wear? How much makeup should I put on?
All of it.
Who's bringing the prophylactics? We're going to the high teen carnival. I got to get some sticky icky.
Yeah.
I better steal some sticky icky from Dad. Dad, can I have some of your sticky icky? What? Oh, my God. That's too funny now.
Is she getting ready in her boudoir?
Is that the new Yeezy song?
Yee.
Is that X57 or whatever that guy's name is? Little Nas X. What's that?
Little Nas X.
There you go.
It is.
Yeah, she's getting ready for her boudoir. Of course she is. Now, this is her. I think this is her mom whistling, and she's going to go talk to her.
Her mom's like in the kitchen. Yeah, she's in the new whirlpool.
Using that new whirlpool dishwasher where you do everything
right
except rinse them. You wash them, put them in the rack, and we'll wash them again. You actually wash them and make sure they're clean, and we'll throw some water on them. $7,000. Get a new mortgage on your house.
Come in. Hi, Ann. Hi, Judy.
Wow, this is two Twinkle Toes here.
Oh, hi, Ann. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Ann. Her mom walks in. How are you girls doing? I can't tell the difference between the voices. This is something straight out of casting.
What are you doing? Why aren't you being Chris's little sister? I'm getting ready for my date tonight with Woody. Oh, he's nice. A date, huh?
He's got a nice ass.
Nice Woody.
Where do you think he got that nickname from? All the girls in 11th grade are talking about it. He's got a high hard one. I saw him making out with the quarterback last night at the high carnival. He gets wild. Woody's got a real reputation.
Uh-huh. What do you do? I think the important thing about a date is to have a good time. You don't need to spend a lot of money to do that. You just enjoy whatever you're doing.
Who's giving you that line of shit?
Yeah.
Whether it's movies or parties or anything, and you leave your boyfriend enough money, so he'll ask you again. My, you'll be out late.
I can't understand that octave of her voice.
Yeah, no, she's saying that if you leave your boyfriend with enough money, he'll ask you out on a second date because he can take you out. So. This is teaching the women to be subservient.
Frugal.
Yeah, frugal. Make sure you don't spend too much of his money. It's a whole thing.
Don't order the seafood tower.
Yeah, don't order it.
In Vegas. The most
expensive
restaurant. Don't
order the prime rib seafood tower with crab cake and au jus.
Crab cake extender.
I hope you don't mind. I ordered a champagne cream sauce tower. Fondue. Crab cakes, lobster, prime rib.
Anything you want.
Gold-plated casino chips. We're going to eat them all tonight. Don't worry about it. I've got Lady Gaga coming to sing at the table for us. Oh, look, there's Phil Mickelson, the golfer. That's right. We're going out to play nine tomorrow morning.
Oh, shit, I don't have any more money for a second day.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. Actually, I don't have enough money for this date. Can you call your mom and dad? Tell them to pick you up?
Western
I'll
Union.
I'll be in the casino, yeah.
Particularly late. Mom and Dad and I have an agreement about what time to come in. Look, will you honey and get my stockings from the bathroom? Sure.
Never in the history of ever has a teenager had an agreement about what time to come in. The parents have said 10.
And then,
11, 10. Okay, I guess. Yes, you
and
do
guess.
And
before cell phones, hey kids, just before cell phones, it was a whole thing because my parents couldn't even get a hold of me.
No, Mike couldn't
either.
Like,
you just had to trust that your kid was going to come home.
I had to check
in. There was
no
tracking. There was no cell phones. Yeah, nope. No.
It was all a whole different world. Like, you went out. And there was a phone where you were and you felt like you would call. Yeah.
Good I remember. Luck, Chrissy. In the world.
See you later. Me and your mom are going to go smoke some meth. Don't come back for a couple of days. Yeah, imagine how nerve-wracking that would have been. just to send your child out into the world and then have no way of getting a hold of them and or just praying that they come home. Yeah. What an anxiety-filled world. Maybe it is better than it's 2021. I could literally put a tracking device up me his ass.
Yes.
With a thermometer and say, "Go on, knock yourself out."
My sisters talked about putting them in their shoes.
Oh yeah, they have the little eye things now, like the eye button or whatever you call it, like Apple, and you can put them anywhere, right?
Yeah,
they're
just
tiny.
Get used to it.
And I'm used to it. Yeah,
kids.
Oh, okay. I thought I was being tracked.
Kid, just get used to it.
Astrid's probably got a couple of those on me too. I don't know what she needs it for. I'm right here in the studio.
Ed, were you excited the night of your first date?
I sure was.
So was I. I took my date seriously. A date was a major event. Why, the night of my first date, my date had a flat tire and he was an hour late. And he didn't even bother to call me. Well, when he finally came, I had to run upstairs and do my face and my hair all over again. Oh, I was so upset.
Because in an hour, it melted off.
It takes me 3 hours.
I was all of a sudden disheveled. Waiting.
I had to put my wig on, my pantyhose, my girdle, my brassiere, my heels, my pumps. I had to wear two pairs of shoes back then. God forbid you show your toes in public. I had to psych myself up in front of the mirror. Don't talk. Don't say anything, especially when we're not dancing. We did another episode about being single, and one of the rules back from 1938 was don't talk while you're dancing. A man doesn't want to hear you when you're dancing.
Nope. He wants that cheek next to his.
That's right. Cheek to cheek. That's it. I don't want to hear none of that yibber yabber. I don't want to hear none of that woman talk about emotions. Don't start crying on me. It really kills my boner.
And my buzz. Yeah. I've been drinking since noon.
I've been drinking since noon. Can you stay sober enough to drive us? Oh, you're a woman. You can't drive us home. Don't worry about it. I'd rather drive drunk than let you get behind the wheel. What do you know?
And the moral of that story is that I should be on time tonight, right?
You bet.
Hi, Woody.
Oh, hi.
Big night, eh?
Yeah.
Flowers. Anne won't expect flowers, will she?
Huh? Oh, I hardly think so. I'm taking these to Mary because it's a special occasion.
But I don't have to, unless it's a ritzy affair.
That's the general idea. Flowers for a prom or a very special party. Otherwise, you don't need to.
Don't waste your money on flowers. She's not special enough. That Anne has been with every boy in the fourth grade.
Save it for booze.
Save it for liquor. Save it for a hot dog Hamburger Hill or whatever they call it. Get up there to Hamburger Hill. Get yourself a couple of roofinols and go to town, boy. 1938.
Say, I'll have to run. Me too. See you later.
Say, I'll have to run. Like, what is that talk? Say. Say, Chrissy, hey. How you been?
I know, we start talking like that.
I gotta run.
And I'll go, okay, Brian.
Okay, Brian. I gotta skedaddle too. I only have 4 hours before my day. I better start putting my makeup on.
Is this the high country?
Yeah, that's
is
right.
A high teen?
That's a high teen party. That's a high teen carnival right there. It's a real swinging affair, Chrissy, if you know what I mean. All the kids are in their bebop skirts. The greasers are in the back smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking cigarettes.
Combing their hair.
Jim Morrison is just being born. It's a whole thing. I don't know if you know this, but a swinging clarinet lets you know it's a rockin' good time at the high teen affair.
Nothing says, clown posse.
Nothing says party like a rock clarinet. Nothing says party like a clarinet. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I heard that.
I remember when I was in the band.
Good night.
A clarinet.
Did you guys, did 33P?
No, 33P didn't, but I played saxophone.
That's
I played
why you
alto
didn't
saxophone.
Make it.
Probably.
That's it.
We didn't have a
that's
rock clarinet.
It.
Yeah.
We've now pinpointed things.
Yeah. No, I'm not knocking the woodwind section. I like the clarinet very much, but you don't see it around too much anymore. I mean, every once in a blue moon, someone breaks out a saxophone, which I think is really cool.
Oh,
right?
God, I love horns.
Love horns, right? Horns. Saxophone, horn section, yeah. You get it. Mm-hmm. But very rarely do you see a clarinet. The clarinet is like the stepchild of the wood section. Yeah. It's for an orchestra, exactly, where no one sees it. Like third row, it's usually some diminutive woman. Usually the conductor is like,
you should have tried the clarinet.
Okay, clarinets, pipe down. I remember I was in band and I had this band teacher. I won't give away his name. God forbid. God bless the guy. He was and he'd always be like, okay, clarinets, pipe down. No one wants to hear you under his breath. No one wants to hear that shit. Saxophones, give me more. Yeah. Drums. First chair saxophone. Hit first chair clarinet over the head with your horn. Yes, there you go. Okay, all right. Piccolo. Clarinet's bleeding. Go get her some tissues. Ain't the fucking piccolo. There's never been a piccolo. Piccolo has two lines in any orchestra. The piccolo. Okay, second clarinet. Shut up. You're going to end up like first clarinet. I personally never aspired to be first saxophone. I was okay with third.
Right.
Because I just was kind of forgotten about it. If I wasn't playing the right notes, I just pretend.
I get called out.
Yeah, no.
Did you go like, but actually not blow anything?
Yeah, listen, half the time I didn't show up to like the football games and stuff. And I'm like, this sucks. I got to go sit and play saxophone. I don't want to do that on a Friday night. I'd rather go get high.
At the high teen carnival.
That's what I want to do. But the couple times that I did, I had a good buddy named Russell, and he played baritone sax.
Oh,
and he was good. He was like a good baritone, but he played alto sax too. So sometimes we would enter competitions as like a baritone alto combo, and we'd have to like practice these things anyway. I think he ended up being first chair at some point. And sometimes nice. He'd just look at me like, he'd look at me, and I'd be like, even have my mouth on the thing. I was like,
I wish you'd bust it out and dance, but not really be playing.
Yeah.
Acting like you are.
Okay, Green, we know you. Just see, you're a warm butt in the chair. Just shut up.
Settle down, Green.
Okay, Green, pretend like you're playing. Exactly. Because, you know, when we started a new piece of music, everybody would break into their groups and they do it. And then, you know, we come back together and then, you know, listen, we were horrible anyway. It was just bad. It was just like a high school band, you know, a small high school band.
Right.
And so the conductor he'd be so, you know, excited about it. And he'd give us his hand and tell us to get more and more and more. And I'd be like, I don't know what page we're on. Everybody'd be page on six. I'd be on page one. I always remember feeling such anxiety about being totally lost, and I'd be like,
I'm surprised you didn't show Astrid's parents.
No, I haven't broken out the saxophone yet. Nope. I haven't broken out the saxophone yet.
The end of a perfect evening. But how do you say goodnight?
With your tongue, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Don't leave.
Did she say, don't please? Don't,
no, he said, don't leave. He just left.
He just took off.
He ghosted her. Yeah, he's like, I hope you have a good night, baby. Right. I did not. You spent all my money. There's no money for a second date. I got to go. I'm embarrassed.
Fresh out.
I got to go tune up for tomorrow's saxophone recital.
What am?
Or it could go this way.
Well, so long.
Well, so long.
Could
go that way.
Just like that. After all, a girl likes to know you've had a good time.
It's so long. It's not like
yeah.
So long.
I guess something's better than nothing.
Yeah,
but, well, I mean.
Hey, listen, I think in 2021, anybody take anything.
Yeah, that's, hey, kids, that's what you need to do. Don't ghost. Just say so long.
What is
those words?
Yes, just say so long. At least. And that way you can reserve judgment for later.
Yes.
You spend, sleep on it, yeah. Sleep with somebody else on it. Just figure it out. Let me ask you a question. What is the appropriate amount of time to wait to text somebody back, like to text somebody after a first date?
Oh, I mean, I think, you know, next day.
Depends on how much I had to drink.
Well,
if I had a lot to drink, I'd probably be texting before I get out of the Uber. Sorry. I know I'm not your dream man, but can I be your now man?
I don't think there's a rule.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, customized.
Some people say the 3-day rule.
I know. Right?
But I think that's way outdated. I think that's before cell phones.
Yeah. Right? Then you think you're ghosted.
Yeah. Then you definitely think
in this
ghosted.
Age of immediate gratification, like if you don't hear
that's
something
right.
by the next day.
That's right.
Then they've driven off a cliff.
I think a couple of hours to the next morning. If you've had a good time, right? If you haven't had a good time, just text them immediately. Say so
I had
long.
A good time.
What?
So long.
Just send them a voicemail. Hey, you remember we were talking about the love connection a couple of episodes
yes.
back? I actually found a love connection video that I'd like to play for you.
Okay.
Now, love connection, you know, it doesn't move at the fast pace we're all used to. There's kind of some back and forth that goes on here that may not be relevant, but I'm sure you and I can have fun with it. This is the horniest man. I've watched so many love connection episodes recently. I mean, and by recently, I mean the last 6 months. This is the horniest man I have ever heard on love connection.
Okay.
He really gets into it.
Okay.
And he wants to have kids as soon as possible. And he says that his appearance really changed after high school. Please welcome Matt Williams.
All right, Matt. Yeah, go, buddy.
His appearance really changed after high school.
Yeah.
What?
He got hair in his chest?
Yeah. Well, how did things change after high
school,
Matt?
Oh, I finally
grew.
Oh, you were short?
Yeah, I was 5'2".
Wait. I finally grew a dick. that's it, Chuck. You know how it goes, us boys.
95 pounds.
Really? Yeah. All through high school?
All through high school.
And then you had a...
Chuck acts like he cares. Really?
Yeah,
all
really?
Through high school? Really? Really? I've been drinking all afternoon. Really? What?
The growing spurt when? In your first year of college? Or
no, I'm in the military until I got about 22. I just grew within 4 years. I'm 6'1 now.
Good, took a bunch of steroids.
Wow. Yeah, they took a bunch of steroids. Good Lord. From the time you were 18 to 22, you grew 7 inches? That's insane. What did the doctors do to you? You had some special military program for
it was
predator?
An experimental yeah. program.
He's in the RoboCop
trying to
program.
Grow. Yeah. Yes, people.
They cut my legs in half and they put somebody else's legs in. I've got a tan line where so I got legs donated to me. I've got a woman's legs from the hips down.
Don't say they're shapely.
They're silky smooth. My mom always used to be like, "You have beautiful. You have a woman's legs." That's what she used to say. You have such pretty legs. You really do, Brian. They're like a woman's legs. And I mean like a butt of man, but like a woman's.
A man woman.
I was always so self-conscious. Meanwhile, I had hair on them in third grade, like an entire bushel full. And I was like, what does she mean by that?
Yeah. So I know what it was like being short.
Yeah. And you didn't like that?
No way. No. I'm just glad.
No, sorry, Bob. Didn't like being short one bit. That's why I got a woman's legs. That's why I went through that painful procedure. Took about 6 years of recovery and rehab.
I'd finally grow.
What's this rush to have?
Well, I'd want to go left and the legs right. The woman's legs would want to go
took
right.
Took a while to get used to it.
Every time I walk in the mall, I got to stop at the Victoria's Secret. Not because I want to, because the legs just stop. I don't know what's going on. It's like they smell retail.
You said you want to have children immediately.
Well, right now with you, Chuck. With these women's legs, I'm ready. I'm pretty sure I have a working vagina under that penis.
Right now, Chuck.
Let's get this love connection couch rocking, Chuck. Okay. Just pull up my scrundle sack and get to town.
The audience will tell us how we're doing.
That's right. Along with the legs, I had a uterus implanted.
Just in case.
Let's have the audience name the child.
Oh, my God.
Between the woman's legs and my uterus, I know we can get this done, Chuck. It'll be the
right
best
away.
Episode of Love Connection anyone's ever seen.
Right away.
Right away.
Not immediately. I mean, real.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow. I'm okay. Welcome back for a second taping. They always do.
Soon. I mean, wow. My tomcatting days are over. It's time to go out and meet a lady and start having a family here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm the last one to hit the family, so.
You also said you buy something for women better than flowers. What is that?
Garter belts and lingerie.
Go! Jesus Christ.
The legs just stop at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, that's right. The legs just stop at Victoria's Secret. I say, well, when in Rome, I buy some garter belts
Might
for them. I buy
well.
Some garter belts for me.
It's a win-win.
We're all good. Scandalous.
You have to know someone.
Oh, yeah.
For a while.
Don't
you don't
do
just
do
it on a first date.
Date. Sure, a lady.
No, second date.
Instead of flowers, here's your lingerie.
I bought you these crotchless panties. I bought you these edible nipple tassels. I'm so glad my aunt hooked us up on this blind date.
Here's some crotchless panties.
Here's some vanilla flavored thongs. You want to try them on? I'll take a lick. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten since San Francisco. It's a long way up to Modesto. I hope you don't mind. I started chewing on your panties on the way. I hope you don't mind. I took a couple bites out of the crotchless panties on the way up. I'm so hungry. My blood sugar was dropping quick, and my legs were getting twitchy.
Well, yeah, scope me out on that.
Presumptuous, yeah. We're going to take a look at the women the Matt had to choose from. Remember, you're going to pick the woman that you think's best for him. First, there's Susan. Susan describes herself as liberated with brains. She dates about twice a week. She has a thing for men with big feet. And she told us about a recent date.
I don't smoke, and I don't really care and don't really date guys that smoke. And he knew that from the friend that set us up, and he said that he didn't smoke. And then I went to his apartment, and there on his nightstand in his bedroom was an ashtray filled with cigarette butts. And that was it.
Those are mine.
Yeah. I don't know where those came from. What? I think my female legs are smoking again. While I'm sleeping, they have a mind of their own. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm eating chocolate chip morsels by the handfuls. I don't know what's going on. Ever since this leg operation, things have gone south. I gotta be real honest with you.
Okay. Next, there's Mercedes.
People
she was born.
Clapping?
Two people are clapping because everyone smoked in 1982.
All right. That's good for you, girl.
Yeah, good for you, go, girl. You go.
Yeah. Smoker.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Born in Indianapolis, raised in Seattle, she thinks that she's more beautiful on the inside than on the outside.
Oh. Well, that's an assessment. I'm sure.
She was married for 7 years. She's been divorced for 5 years, but she's still wearing her wedding ring, and here's why.
I'm hoping he'll come back. I like to play
just
pretend.
In case.
I had a full-size cardboard cutout.
Seems like just yesterday
yeah, it
I
seems
was divorced.
Like just yesterday.
It's been 5 years.
That's right. I have a full-size cardboard cutout sitting next to me in the bed.
Smoking.
We like to watch movies together smoking. I've burned two of them down. First of all, smoking in the bed is horribly dangerous.
Oh, my God.
I never did that.
Oh.
Sometimes I need it. It rescues me. I can just say, when a guy awesome comes up and he's the type of guy that I really am not interested in, or I really don't like his disposition or his attitude, I just say, I'm sorry, I'm engaged, and I'm happy. That takes care of the problem, usually.
This is actually my ex-husband's ring. I think that might scare him off more.
This is my ex-husband. I pay him to follow me around and crush my dates.
Finally, Lana, she was born and raised in Nashville. She thinks that she resembles Olivia Newton-John. Her interests include sporting events, the theater, and movie trivia. And here's Lana on
Sounds
the subject
good.
Of marriage.
I like this girl. Mm-hmm. I like Lana.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell my mom, I'm not never marrying until I'm 25. You know, I wait till I'm at least 25. And she's, you know, now she's like, honey, you're way past 25. Please, do something, you know. It's like, well, I figure when it happens, it'll happen, you know. One day I'll meet someone and it'll be right.
One day I'll be on the dating game.
One day I'll be mistakenly pregnant and I'll get married right after that. Hell, it just happened on Love Connection.
All right. Where is he?
The three women Matt had to choose from. Time for you to match him up. Who are you going to pick for him?
So everybody in the audience is now using the audience-o-meter, which is a button in front of them. One, two, three. Yeah.
I chose Susan.
All right. Haven't seen each other since their date. We always hear both sides. Say hello to Susan.
Non-smoker.
The non-smoker. That's right. Here comes Susan. Pretty good.
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
We spoke on the phone for about an hour, and we decided to meet at a restaurant in Newport Beach on the waterfront and have dinner.
Okay.
And I arrived 10 minutes early before, and she arrived 5 minutes early before that. And she walked in, and I thought, oh, man, she's got an awesome set of legs on her.
Oh, man, those nipple tassels are going to fit those tits perfectly. She's got an awesome set of legs on her. Our legs knew right away. We were good. She's got an awesome set of legs on her. I can fit in those pantyhose. We'll be swapping pantyhose and leggings in no time. Hey, what do you think about LuLaRoe?
I got a great opportunity for you.
What if you went on a first date? It was like an MLM meeting. I will tell you.
I spotted you from across the way, and I just knew you'd be a perfect fit.
Do you remember the young lady that I dated in Tennessee? There was a girl. She was a little bit younger than I was. You were upset because you thought she was too much younger than I was. I mean, she was legal, clearly, but she was, you thought, remember, we got in a little bit of a tiff,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so we dated.
I tried to look out for you,
you
Brian.
Did, okay. And listen, nothing bad happened that, in that relationship. It just ran its course. It went on for like 3 weeks and then, you know, onward and upward. But a year later, she called me and she was, or texted me. I don't know if you remember this. I think I told you the story. And she was like, I'm coming in town to Atlanta and I'd love to meet with you. And I was like, oh, I guess you want to rekindle this flame.
That's right.
And she lived out of state. It was mainly the reason why it didn't work out is because I got sick of traveling, right? So a couple of hours before we meet, she says, hey, I hope you don't mind, my sister's coming with me. And her business partner. And I was like, what? I go, oh, okay, yeah, sure. Why? Because we have a business opportunity we really want to talk to you about.
Download this PDF.
Yeah, it ended up being an MLM scam. Now, I think it was her sister more than it was her, but she just literally.
Who do you know?
Yeah, she wanted
There's
me to.
There's this guy I dated a year ago. Lives in
There's this guy. He was dumb enough to drive up here every Saturday night. Give me what I wanted, and he left. I kicked him out on Sunday, told him I had to go to college.
I'll tell you what. She had told me she had long legs, and boy, she hit that one right on the nail right there.
Yeah. What'd you think of him when you saw him, Susan?
He looked pretty good himself. I was very pleased with the way he looked.
His legs look great, too, Chuck. It was a match made in leggy heaven.
Good. After my eyes adjusted to the light, I could finally see him. It was very dark walking in there from the sunlight, but he looked really good.
Good.
Okay. I like to take my dates to very dark places. I don't want them to notice my women's legs right off the bat, Chuck. Please. Or the fact that I have lingerie waiting for them at the table.
Okay, so you're both happy with each other's looks. Now what happened?
We sat in the cocktail lounge till our table was ready and had a glass of wine. And I was just looking at her legs, just going, man, I'd sure like to rub those legs. There we go.
Jesus.
Right in front of you.
You're both tweaking the carburetors and moving along. So now we're
tweaking the carburetors.
The fuck, Chuck. The fuck, Chuck. I'd love to put my hands on those legs, someone else's legs besides my own for a change.
Well, we were going to go out dancing, and I said, we're getting along so well. I said, well, why don't you just go get a bottle of wine and go down the beach for a while and go from there. So we went
Let's
down to my house a little
dark
across the street from the
area.
Beach. And, popped open a bottle of wine. And
so go to the beach didn't necessarily get a blanket and go to the beach. You meant to
well,
go to
we
your
went
house.
By to the house to get the blanket to go down the beach with some glasses, too. I didn't buy the glasses in the store either, but walked in there. I said, I got to have a kiss. So we kissed. Went real well. It was real nice. Kissing real well.
Now, is this one kiss here, Susan, or what's going on?
No, not quite. You know, it went on for maybe 10, 15 minutes. And
Jesus, they're kissing. They're making out for 10 or 15 minutes. Now, let me remind you kids at home. They have met at his house.
Mm-hmm.
Now they met at a bar.
then within an hour...
They were supposed to go dancing.
They're supposed to go dancing to another safe public location. Right, but within an hour, they're back at his house so that they get a beach blanket and some glasses and go down to the beach. Now, I'm not... Listen, I say this probably happens now here and all that. You just, I think people would be a little bit more cautious. Anybody ever watched a Netflix special?
Right.
Ever watch I Love You or whatever?
Listen to a true crime documentary podcast.
So you're actually making out there in the living room.
Definitely.
We are going to town, Chuck. It's a little strange because he had roommates, but I figured, you know, while we're here. A little strange because his mom and dad were home watching TV.
In the living room.
In the living room. We were on the floor. You know how it goes. He said, I don't worry about it.
They don't. They're used to it.
Yeah, they're watching Jeopardy.
They're
they won't
encouraging
notice anything.
Me to have children right away.
Right away. Hurry up, Mark. Get her pregnant.
Put your hand.
Go on. Yeah.
Put your hand over there.
Well, you need mommy to give you a spanking? Help you along? Like when you were a little teenager? I caught you whacking in the bathroom? I used to spank you on the butt with that soup ladle and it just moved you right along.
I got ready for the beach by just taking my high heels and stockings out and putting some low sandals on. And then that's when he told me he wanted to lick my legs.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
What?
Jesus Christ, Mark.
Lick my legs.
Jesus.
Can you imagine? Excuse
me. In front of his parents?
In front of his... In front of mom and dad? It was actually dad that made the suggestion. Why don't you go to lick her legs, Mark? Nothing says I love you like a lick on the legs.
A first date lick on the legs.
Yeah, that'll make you comfortable.
Well, she smiled. It didn't. She smiled. It didn't offend her.
It didn't?
Right.
Yeah. She smiled because she's locked in your apartment.
Please don't hurt
she's
me.
She's opening.
Please don't touch my legs.
That you don't chop her up with.
For her legs.
With a Vegemite 3000 or whatever they called those.
Sounds like he wanted a new set of legs.
Oh, yeah. He's looking. That's how it goes. Chuck just keeps, or Mark just keeps sawing off women's legs and sticking them back on his own. God. I'm getting taller by the moment. Every date I get a little bit taller. It takes me a couple months to recover. I lose a lot of blood in the process.
Gentlemen, when I go out.
Oh, I can tell. I can tell. So now did you go to the beach?
Well, we sat on
did
my couch for a while and
the
kissed
beach?
Some
I'm going.
Yeah, they just went. He just said they did. Well, we sat on the couch. He fucked me, Chuck. He fucked me with all he had, Chuck. You ever been fucked so hard a filling comes out? That's how we did it. His mom and dad cheered us on. I answered questions on Jeopardy, as I always do.
He licked my legs.
He licked my legs. he's no one-pump chump, Chuck. I'll tell you what. He can hold his own.
He's not a smoker, though.
No smoker. Didn't smoke one cigarette while I was there. Gentlemen, through and through. Licked my legs. Brought me lingerie. Fucked me in front of his parents.
Oh, man.
Kept Jeopardy on while we made love for the first time. It was an experience I'll never forget. Never made it to the beach, though. and this, my friend, is why a million downloads is not surprising. This is classic TCB.
Yes, that you never went to the beach.
Oh, we sure did.
You did.
Oh,
yeah. Yes,
it was. All right. We did make it down to the beach. And
I had to clean up the evidence. Okay. I had to dispose of the evidence, Chuck. We killed my parents. They were bothering us. We buried him at the beach. My dad's heavy. And I had to cut him into a couple pieces. You know how it goes, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck.
And Chuck's just so friendly. He's like, sometimes you got to murder your parents. We'll be back in June, too. Sounds like you had a good time. Let's figure out who the date. Let's figure out who the audience picked for you.
You're probably down there a good hour and a half or so. Uh-huh. And did a lot of kissing. Looked at the ways a little bit. Not the whole bunch, but more kissing than anything.
Not a whole bunch.
And just went back.
More kissing. You know, the producers have told them not to take that story any further.
Right.
They go, okay, we get it. You fucked. But kissing.
Just kissing.
Prime time audience, just kissing. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all I want you to talk about.
Up to my house.
And we just, it ended real nice. I walked her out. First I asked her, I go,
it ended real nice. I finished on her back. Threw a dirty dish towel and said, why don't you clean up while I take a shower? Because I'm a gentleman through and through. Lingerie, nipple tassels.
Licking legs.
Licking legs. No. I only had to pay for one drink at the bar. I've already scored.
Oh, yeah.
Staying for free with my parents.
The waves are free.
The waves are free. Beach is free. Well, I got
the already had
about.
The blanket.
That's right. I already had the blanket. Didn't want to get that all messed up, so I finished on her back and went about her way. I told her to roll around in the sand for a few minutes to get rid of that. Don't worry about it.
In the waves.
Go jump in that dark ocean. Go jump in that dark ocean and clean yourself off. I'll meet you back at the apartment.
Oh. Well, you want to spend the night. She lives a whole 3 miles from me. I figured it'd be a long drive.
Three miles.
I was just trying to be nice about it. And she declined. And but
in your heart of hearts, were you glad she declined?
Yes, because I was real pleased with the way she was. She's a very strong woman, and I like that. Mm-hmm. She had no problem getting in a guy's face if he tried to keep that.
How do you know that? I guess you figured that out. You better put your dick away, Mark. I know the 15 pressure points on a man, and Scrundle Sack is one of them.
That's right.
I would take that other testicle out, Mark.
Good date to both of you. Yeah. Take a look and see who the audience picked for you.
Oh, yeah. Who did the audience pick? Oh, wait.
Oh, they picked that southern accent. I knew they would. 55%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand why. Her little the little bite in the
okay, I'll try her.
Yeah.
What if he did say that? I had a real good time, but you're too. Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. See ya.
What was the dating thing? Yeah. So long.
So long. What? I mean, we had a great time and everything.
I'll try Atlanta.
Yeah, call me again, but they're going to pay for a second date. I might as well try.
I spent all my money on you.
I might as well sample the wares, if you know what I mean. I think the record on this, here's how it works. If the audience chooses a different person, so you go, I imagine you go to the studio or they send you a couple tapes.
Yep.
You have these three choices. You pick the person you want to go on a date with, or you let the audience choose.
Yes.
If you pick the date, and then at the end of the date, the audience chooses someone different, you can then go on a date with that person, and pay for it, and you come back and you talk about it.
Right.
I think the record is 5. I think someone has been on there 5 times.
To where they chose to not go on the person they already did.
Yeah, or they had a bad date. Or
and then they do. Yeah, then they take you up on it.
They take you up on it. And then after 5 times.
I remember the bad dates happening.
But there are bad dates that happen. And maybe we'll review those in a future episode because that seemed to be funny. I didn't think that was going to be all that funny, but it actually ended up being pretty funny. Sometimes you just don't know until you get on air and you start working with it. Yeah, some of the things you think are funny are duds, and then some of the things you think are duds are funny.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, listen, I had a great time here today.
Oh, my gosh. I've laughed. We've cried.
Congratulations on 1 million downloads.
I'll get you some edible panties.
Give me some edible panties. I got it. Well, don't worry. Next time I stop by Victoria's Secret, my legs are just going to walk me right in there. Remember, go to tcbpodcast.com. Please do that. Follow, like, subscribe, rate, review, all that stuff on your favorite podcasting platform. It really does help us out.
It does.
And we certainly would appreciate it. I know a lot of you have already done this, but I would implore you. Yeah, do it again. or if you haven't done it yet, I know that it's just takes a few minutes out of your day, and it really helps us. I want to thank all of our sponsors for TCB. If you can, buy their products and services, because that also helps us out. And if you want your collectible TCB sticker, we've just got a few left of the first edition. To find out how you get that sticker and where you get that sticker, go to tcbpodcast.com and click on the button that says, give me my sticker. That's pretty easy.
Yes.
I want to thank once more Siete Chips, Project Pollo, and Moon Cheese for providing snacks for the studios. Okay, that's it. That's all I can do today. What else do we need to do?
I think that's it.
Okay, so I'll say this. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we must say bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram, Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.